Well, it's that time of year again. No, I don't mean Christmas. I mean when our campervan air conditioner articles and questions and traffic goes crazy. Many more people are much hotter than they normally would be. So, yeah, I thought I'd answer a couple of common questions, and specifically this one. Are there any portable air conditioners that don't need to be vented? The answer to that question is no. Okay, thanks for listening. No, I'm kidding. I'll get into it a bit. What do I mean by that? Why am I so cursory? Why am I cutting to the chase like that? The answer is no. Well, because when a compressor style air conditioner goes through its compression process and all the other stuff that it does to make warm air cold, it generates heat. And that heated air has to go somewhere, doesn't it? So, the idea that you can just plop an air conditioner in the middle of the room without having a vent going outside, what that would mean is that the hot air would just be going back into the room, canceling out the cold air that's being generated at the cost, by the way, of a lot of power usage. So, I completely disagree with these small portable compressor units. And I won't name any names other than to say that we don't promote them. We're not interested in reviewing them or talking about them. We could make a lot of money from that if we did, because so many people are so excited about a little portable air conditioning unit that you just set on the picnic table and magically it cools down the entire park. I'm being a little bit glib about that, but that's how the marketing is for some of those things, where it shows an air conditioner sitting on a table outside. That's madness. There's no way that can have any impact on you personally. Maybe if it's pointed right at your face. And that's what I've heard actually, is that the very low BTU compressor style air conditioners really do need to be pointed right at you within a few inches of one single person for them to work at all. But I would argue that, again, the heat that's generated from producing that small amount of cold air is making the entire van warmer at the same time. So it's absurd. It doesn't work. Your air conditioner needs to be vented outside so that the hot air doesn't get recirculated in the room. Again, they take up so much energy. They require so much power to do their job that it pays to do air conditioning properly. It really does. To set up an air conditioner that's built for your particular camper van or RV and make sure that it's set up right with proper venting, or it's just mounted outside, as such as the roof vented ones. Now, there are some really cool marine style air conditioning units that are mounted inside up against the hull of the boat or the outside wall of the van or the floor of the van, and they go in a cabinet and they are vented directly out, and then you can point the cool air wherever you want, including through your what would normally be your heating ducts. They're expensive for a 5,000 BTU plus unit to really do its job and cool down your very hot van. And oftentimes they are also 240 volt, which is fine if you're in the UK and you're used to that kind of thing. On the other hand, there are some great marine style units. I won't go on about that. They are kind of pricey. But at some point, we plan to review some of those and kind of create more access, because they're a great solution for camper vans if you have the skill and know-how to install them and to maintain them, and you want really high quality air conditioning that isn't sticking out of the roof of your van. Now, all that to say, there are some wonderful, obviously, roof-mounted AC units, and I will of course link to in show notes to our campervan air conditioning article where we have reviewed and listed some of the best that are available for your van. So yeah, I don't want to belabor this as far as this simple question: are there any portable air conditioners that don't need to be vented? I hear some people arguing that, well, what about swamp coolers, otherwise known as evaporative coolers? Okay, well, first of all, they are also for individuals. They don't lower the temperature in a space even the size of a camper van what they do is they kind of mist your bare skin or very thin clothing or sheet so that you are cooler by virtue of the presence of higher humidity. Well, if you're pumping a bunch of humidity into your vehicle or distributing moisture in the form of mist, even a very, very fine mist, which the best evaporative coolers do, you need to vent that out of the vehicle. You need to have windows open and ceiling vents and whatnot so that you don't have an extremely high level of humidity in your vehicle that's going to cause mold and mildew and condensation and all that stuff in the future. So again, every air conditioning unit needs some kind of ventilation, whether it is the compressor type with a coolant inside that's processing air, removing heat and generating cool air, or an evaporative cooler that's distributing a mist. And one of the finest evaporative coolers available is called Mighty Cool. The availability of it is spotty because they are a small company doing, you know, one-off manufacture of the Mighty Cool 12-volt K2. It's interesting because the manufacturer over at his notes on Amazon, they're so careful to make sure that you understand that it's not an AC. The title is Mighty Cool 12-volt K2 is not AC. And he goes on to say, do not order unless you promise to read our email so you receive the correct performance option for your pet, it says. And so they're promoting it to keep your dog cool. And they also say, yeah, it can, you know, there's a photograph in their description of the Mighty Cool directed towards a child in a tent or an RV or something. And that's what it's for. It's for pointing at an individual to cool them down when it's very hot so they can sleep. It will not drop the temperature in your van, and neither will any other evaporative cooler. Maybe if you are going through 20 pounds of ice every 2 hours and doing that thing where you push air through a cooler, those kinds of air conditioning units, you might manage to drop the temperature a little bit. But for the most part, a few bags of ice is no match for the heat inside of a camper van. Really, the only thing that really works well is a compressor style unit, and those need to be vented to work properly so that the hot air that is generated by compression isn't being redistributed into the vehicle and raising the temperature. That's all I have to say about that. I'll talk more about air conditioning stuff in near future episodes. Thanks so much for listening. Shoot me an email, podcast@vansage.com. Let me know how you stay cool, or pop over to vansage.com and just type in air conditioners in the search bar and you'll find camper van air conditioners, staying cool for van life. Also, I'll put a link to that article in show notes. Thanks again. Talk soon. Happy travels. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.